One, we're looking at things that are difficult. There's the difficulty of trials in the first part of the chapter. There's the difficulty of truth in verses 19 to 21. Truth is sometimes difficult to handle. And so he talks about that difficulty. He says, brethren, you need to be swift to hear. You need to be slow to speak, slow to wrath, and how that the wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. And then verse 21, laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. So there's the difficulty of truth. Lately, though, we've been looking the last time at the difficulty of doing and how we should behave in the difficulty of doing. Because it says in verse 22, right after it talks about how we are to respond to God's word, it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So verse 22 is what I call when you don't hear, when you don't do what you hear, you become nondescript. The definition of nondescript is someone who lacks distinctive qualities, having no individual character or form. You can't describe that person. The doer has Christian qualities that can be described by what he does. The one who only hears can be described by what he does not do rather than what he does. It's harder to describe somebody who doesn't do something. Well, you can't describe by what they do, so, well, here's what he doesn't do. And so that's the one who only hears but does not do. He is nondescript. Today, verses 23 to 24. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Here we see that the one who is only a hearer is noncommittal. And I've entitled it this way: one who only listens is noncommittal. Kind of sounds like an Indian name, doesn't it? One who only listens. Oh, he who only listens. Yeah, that's what Indians would do, as I understand it. They would name somebody after something that was taking place, typically with some animal in the animal kingdom, you know, a flying hawk or whatever. That's descript. But he who only listens is noncommittal. Noncommittal means refusing commitment to a particular course of action. Don't you say that's pretty accurate? Somebody who does not do what he hears is noncommittal. He does not commit to doing what he knows he should do. And so now James gives us an illustration describing the one who hears but makes no commitment. And he illustrates this. This is the illustration. And he uses a mirror as the illustration. There's five aspects to hearing that we see in these two verses. In verse 23, we see reception. But the reception here is beholding. And it is the idea of contemplating. It's how Stephen in his sermon, right before he was stoned, and he was giving the history of Israel, and he describes how that Moses, when he saw the burning bush, when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. He did some contemplating. He was observing, some serious wondering. As we all know, when Moses saw that burning bush. So it wasn't just a glance. This man in James chapter 1 is doing some contemplating, some observing, some serious wondering. So that's reception. Here's the next word. Communication. What is being communicated when he looks in the mirror? When you go to the mirror in the morning and you look in the mirror, what is being communicated? You is. You are. You're the one being communicated. It's your natural face. I love that phrase, natural face, because it literally means your birth face. I mean, that's the Greek. He beholds the face he was born with. A lot of us wonder why I was born with the face I've got. That's what you behold when you look in the mirror. Literally, he is beholding the face he was born with. So the message which is being communicated is your birth face. Why do you keep looking at your birth face? Because your birth face is the same one you've had since you were born. Why do you need to keep receiving communication about that birth face? It's the part of the body people are supposed to look at. So you want to make sure that it looks good. So you dress it up, at least the ladies do. You do what you can to make it look better, or maybe to draw out the natural qualities. But let me ask you a question. How many have actually seen your face? You never have. I have never seen my face. I've only seen a reflection of it. It's like, how many of you have seen your brain? It is about the only part of your body you can't see without aid, other than the back of your head. And so you need help in communicating what you really look like. I know I've told this story before, but there was a guy, he was a Bob Jones, a friend of mine, who worked in the films department. And in the films department, he was doing some things. He was doing something. He was making, getting ready to make a set for one of the films. And so he was working with some pipes, and he was having to blow through some pipes and so forth. And it was the first part of the school year. And so he was done. He looked at his watch, and he saw, well, it's time for lunch. I'm going to go to the dining common. So he's walking to the dining common, and he's saying hello to all the new students who are on campus. And these students are smiling at him real big and just greeting him back. And, man, these students are so friendly this year. Well, on the way to the dining common, he thought, well, I'm going to stop in the restroom. And he went into the restroom, and he looked in the mirror, and he had this big ring around his mouth. He didn't realize it when he was blowing through that pipe, but it left a big ring around his mouth. He thought something was up when all the students were smiling real big at him, unusually so. What he needed was the mirror. Now, he could have done something about that. He could have just said, that's funny, but I think it'll help me communicate better with the students and I'll keep getting smiles. Or he could wipe that off, and obviously he wiped it off. But the man here, he sees himself in the mirror. He beholdeth himself, it says there in verse 23. And then verse 24, he goeth his way, and immediately, that's the word straightway, forgetteth what manner of man he was. So we see reception, we see communication. Reception's the beholding, communication is his natural face. We see the transmission, it's transmitted in a glass. Remember, the mirror doesn't say anything, it just reflects who you are. You can ask people how you look and they'll be tactful and say to you, well, you look fine. And then they laugh as you walk away. But if you really want to know how you look in the mirror. It's really talking about God's word. That's clearly what it's communicating here. Every time you open your Bible and you read it, you see things about yourself. And go, praise God that that's taking place in my life. There's a reflection. Or maybe, well, there's something that needs to change. There's something I need to work on. How is God's word transmitted to you? Well, it's through the reading of God's word. It's through the preaching you hear. It's sometimes through Christian friends who will do as Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, would you at your spiritual restore such an one in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. So that's the transmission. But then you see, and this is the bad part, this is the negative part, verse 24, the dismission. He saw the transmission, the mirror, but now there's dismission. What is his reaction? He goeth his way. Now here's the crux of this message this afternoon. What is the difference between the man in verse 24 and the man in verse 25? Well, in verse 24, he beholds himself and goes his way. But in verse 25, that man continues therein. And that's where the positive illustration is going to be given after this negative illustration that James is giving. Some men, they see themselves and they dismiss what they look like. And this is the key to this whole passage. He dismisses out of his mind what he is made to see. He literally divorces it from his mind. And so that ends in the fifth thing, the fifth aspect of hearing. Reception, communication, transmission, dismission, inaction. What does he do? He straightway forgetteth. He takes no action due to immediately forgetting. He does not commit himself. He is, or she is, non-committal. About what? According to the verse, about what manner of man he was, literally of what sort he was. This person will not face the biblical, scriptural reality about himself or herself. Instead of acting on what he or she was made to see, they divorce it from their mind and eventually forget what they even look like. That would be like that guy who worked in films, immediately forgetting about how he looked, and then continuing on the sidewalk to the dining common, and again wondering all over again, why are these people smiling at me? Did you forget what you saw in the mirror? How can you effectively forget? Well, don't read your Bible anymore. Miss the preaching. Don't be around the people who are concerned enough to confront you about your life. And all of this is after he beheld himself and contemplated who he was. How many times, maybe have you been under conviction about something, maybe in a service, and felt like you needed to make a decision, but you didn't? Inaction. You were made to see yourself, but you didn't do anything. You know, it's always safe to not make a commitment, you think, because you don't have to take any particular course of action. You don't have to do anything. You can hear, you can be convicted, and know that you need to do something about it, but in the back of your mind, if there is a back of somebody's mind, in the back of your mind, you know the conviction will leave you if you just wait, and if you put it off. It's always safe to tell a preacher or a teacher going to the ladies' conference and telling the speaker, that was really good, I really needed that, and then forget about it. That is so simple to do. But making a commitment to do something about what you've heard is where all of us lack. And that's the conviction from these verses right here. The illustration, the negative illustration, you look in the mirror and then you don't do anything about it. You know, it's always helpful, even when I look in the mirror, to go ask somebody else. My wife will often do this, so how do I look? I could say, well, didn't you look in the mirror? But one of the things that helps her is, okay, I see how I perceive myself. But I need help from somebody else in how they perceive what they see. Here's the point. We get used to our birth face. But another Christian can help me about what they actually see. So, he who only listens is noncommittal. He's nondescript and noncommittal. We need to be like we're going to see next time in verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth, there's the key, continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Lord, help us as we are in your word each day. And here in our services, may we truly see us for how you see us. May we be able to pray, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. May we truly see ourselves as you see us. O Lord, that we might be changed into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.